I'd like to welcome everybody here this evening and thank you for coming and being a part of this open Bible study. Before we begin, we'd like to take just a brief moment and to pray to God, and we ask at this time, please humble yourself while we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessings of this day, and we thank you, Father, at the close of this day, we can come together here tonight to study and learn of your word and to be able to openly discuss differences of opinion about interpretation, but to openly, Father, share these things so that we might learn and to better appreciate different views from these things, and to help ultimately, Father, to solidify our faith and our understanding of your will. We pray, Father, tonight that the right attitudes will be expressed and that we would have a spirit of love and appreciation for one another. Ultimately, we seek you and to glorify you and to thank you for your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us on the cross of Calvary so long ago. We pray, Father, tonight that you would bless us in this setting, and we pray, Father, that you would continue to bless each and every one of us and continue to give us opportunity to study your word in capacity such as this. We pray, Father, these things in Jesus Christ's blessed name. Amen. Again, I'd like to welcome everyone here to the Open Bible Study, and I want to express that that is exactly what it is. It is a very open Bible study. It is not meant to be a debate. It is an opportunity for two individuals to share their doctrinal views of a matter which I'll talk about here in just a moment and express their particular topics that they have been assigned this evening to discuss. It will allow you an opportunity, or at least it'll allow the men here in the audience, we'll talk more about that here in a minute as well, to ask questions later on in the second half of our session, to be able to ask questions directly of the speaker so that they might express things maybe they did not express during their particular talk, or to answer specific questions of what you have about their particular doctrinal view. We'd like to remind everyone and ask you to please turn off or silence your cell phones at this time. Please check those just to make sure. I know if you're like me, nothing more annoying than when you're concentrating and listening and then suddenly there's that ringtone that really is almost an embarrassment for some of us. But please do silence your cell phones or turn them off at this time. I'd like to explain the order of this service tonight so that you will be able to follow along and anticipate how things will play out here for this evening. We're going to begin with a song here in just a moment. And then we're going to have both speakers step up to the podium one at a time. And they're going to each deliver a 30-minute presentation based on their statements here in just a moment that I'll state to you. Then we're going to have a 10-minute intermission. And during the 10-minute intermission, feel free to stand up, stretch your legs, use the restrooms, get some water, and to visit with one another. At the end of that intermission, though, there will be a song that will commence, and that will kind of key you to come to sit back down and to take your seats. And then after that song, then we will actually begin with two 30-minute question sessions for each of the speakers. And that's exactly what it is, and I'll talk about that here in the rules in just a moment. It is a question session. Then there will be a closing song, and then there will be a closing prayer, and then we will be dismissed from this particular gathering, and feel free to visit with one another and to continue to have discussion with one another. We certainly want to encourage that, and we want to encourage you in your study, personal study, and also private studies of God's Word. I'd like to begin by introducing our two speakers this evening. I'd like to introduce Rhett Brotherton, who's a 24-year veteran of the Oklahoma City Police Department, and we're glad that he was willing to come and to participate in this and prepare information to share with you tonight. And if you get disorderly, we have a man that can actually deal with that very issue here tonight. So be cautious. He may not have this particular jurisdiction, but I'm sure he has skills that we would not want to test here this evening. But we are thankful and appreciate him coming here tonight. He is the captain of the Oklahoma City Police Department. He is also an apologist for the Catholic Church. He was at one time a member of the Baptist Church, but converted to the Catholic Church, and he will shortly explain to us some of the reasons for this particular change. His assignment in his talk tonight is to prove the Bible church tradition, the Bible church tradition and papal decrees all constitute religious authority. We look forward to hearing him, and again, thank him for being here, and all of those who are here to support him tonight. George Batty is also one of our speakers sitting here to my left, and he lives here in Seminole and is a member of this particular congregation here at the Church of Christ. And at the present time, George preaches full-time with the church, but that does not mean George is the only speaker at the congregation, for it has additional teachers. In fact, there are four other brethren who take part in a rotating teaching assignment here at this congregation. His assignment this evening and his talk is to prove the New Testament scriptures alone constitute religious authority today. We also look forward to hearing George this evening in his talk as well. Here in just a moment, or actually at this time, we're going to actually have a song, and then Rhett will get up and he will speak for his 30 minutes, and then immediately afterwards, then George will step to the podium and he will give his 30 minutes, and then we'll take a break for 10 minutes, and then we'll begin the question and answer. This time, let's have a song.